What about very grassy land? Might not be good for anything except growing hay or something like that on it. Okay, would the people around here have used the word meadow?
Meadow?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
Would you?
Yes, I've read about meadow, but I didn't know the purpose for that either.
Okay. What about some land that's not good for anything because it has water standing on it all the time, maybe bushes growing out of it?
Swamp?
In this part of the country, since you're close to the coast, do you have any idea of what you might call an area, a wet area, not the ocean itself, kind of inland, but it's wet and it might have brushes, scrub growing out of it close to the sea?
I don't know.
Do you ever use the word marsh?
Yeah, I've heard of marsh.
Or any kind of land?
I've heard of marsh land.
Would it be similar to a swamp?
I don't think. That comes up.
Okay. Do you have names for different types of soil?
Useless.
Okay. What about rich, dark,
yes,
black?
Yes, rich, right. Okay, that's good soil.
Okay. Have you ever heard muck?
Rich, dark, black soil is good soil. What?
Muck.
That's not supposed to be very good, is it?
Okay, but that is a type of soil?
I guess. It's a place, I mean, it's an area.
Mm-hmm.
It's murky.
Okay. What about gumbo?
No.
Have you heard of crawfish land?
No.
What about sandy land?
Yes, sandy.
And would that be good or bad?
Bad.
Okay.
For growing.
All right. Clay?
Bad for growing clay land, sand land.
Okay. Have you heard of loam?
Have I heard of what?
Loam. L-O-A-M.
No.
Pronounce either loam or loom.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you say you're doing if you're in the process of getting the water off a piece of land?
Draining the land.
Okay. And the thing that you dig to take the water off would be a
trench?
Alright. Some fresh water flowing along around here. You call that a what?
Stream.
Is there anything smaller than a stream? Is there anything larger?
River?
Is there anything in between? Stream.
Spring? Springs? I don't know if there's fall or whatever.
What about the word creek?
Oh, creek, yes. Mm-hmm. That's between spring and river.
Okay. Do the creeks or rivers or streams or whatever around here have names?
Red Creek. I don't know the stream. Black Creek. That's not the one I know.
Any rivers around here?
No.
Just for the heck of it, what's the biggest river in this state?
Is it the Mississippi? I'm not sure. I would think it was.
Okay, I just want to get here. All right. Again, on the coast, do you have any name for a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
A narrow?
Yeah, kind of a narrow little arm of the sea.
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with the words inlet or swash or
no.
Cove?
No.
Okay. Do people around here ever use the word bow or bayou?
I've heard of bayou and bow, but I don't know. It's related to. But I don't know the meaning of that.
Mm. What would you call a place in the land that the water has gradually eroded over a period of time until, let's say, it's 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you have a name for any piece of land, let's say, that's been washed out by very heavy rain? Something you'd have to jump across?
I don't know what that is.
What about the word gully?
Gully, yeah, I've heard.
Now, what would that fit?